temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer? A beach bum summer? Or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
All right, Greg Brown just joined us. And Greg, at the end of that, said he believes the Steelers. He believes the Pirates can still win the NL Central and run down the Brewers without making moves, and brought up the Rowdy Tellez turnaround, and also brought up Jack Suwinski, and said you would take the Suwinski from last year if he transforms back into that player. You would take that guy, right? And my answer to that is yes, but what indication do we have that he will do that? And Tellez has been awesome in June. That doesn't erase how terrible he was in April and May. Now, if he's good the rest of the year, you keep playing him. But these players are ultimately judged and therefore compensated based on not what they do in a month span, but what they do for the entire season. What's going on with Tellez, I think, has a chance to be a blessing and a curse. And I hate to, that's not my nature. I don't want to take something that is right now in the moment, objectively a good thing. Here is a guy that comes out of a wicked slump and he is performing well. I don't want to take what is a good thing and make it a bad thing, but just I can picture the Pirates thinking that their patience was rewarded with Tellez. He came out of it. He got his swag. He got his confidence back. I mean, listen to Derek Shelton talk about Tellez's turnaround today with Zeiss and Joe.
It's what, I think that, I think he's hitting about 450 in June, so I don't expect that. But the more consistency of the at-bats is what we, what we expected from the get-go. And, I mean, we talked about it, multiple times on this show. He had a rough start. And I think the fact that he started to get going, he's starting to have better at-bats. Again, go back to the day he hit the home run, the fans getting behind him. There's a little bit of pressure that comes off, a little bit of relief. And I think we're feeling that now and we're seeing the results of it. I mean, he had a really good road trip. He had two doubles yesterday, he had three hits the day before. So we're seeing more consistent at-bats out of him, which is important because we need him to be a run producer.
That's three times now I've heard Shelton, whether it's on with Starkey and Zeiss, whether it's on a game pregame show with Greg or Joe Block, or in a postgame press conference, talk about how he thinks the curtain call for Tellez and the fans getting behind him in the Minnesota series helped get him out of this slump in. He feels like the guy has more confidence and the fans are partly to credit for that, which is cool. But getting back to my point, these guys have preconceived notions and they have biases. Ben Cherington signed Rowdy Tellez. He came with recommendations from guys he worked with in Toronto. So that's what, and I think Andy Haynes might have crossed paths with them too in Milwaukee, if I'm not mistaken. So there's references there. What I'm saying is there's a bunch of people who believed in Tellez and thought he was worth taking a shot on. And now they're starting to look smart for it. They're starting to feel like their belief in him was well worth it. They liked Sawinski enough to play him all of last year. They liked Henry Davis enough to make him the number one overall pick in the draft, even though part of that was saving money on the first pick to spend it on guys like Solometo and Chandler later in the draft. So I'm not even quite sure he was their number one rated guy, but still good enough to take with the top pick. I could honestly see them thinking, if these players start performing like we thought they would at the beginning of the year, we'll be just fine. We just have to... Who's saying ride in the storm out? Was that Sticks or was that REO Speedwagon? Randy, do you know who it was off the top of your head?
I do not know that.
Well, somebody was saying ride in the storm out. That's what I could see them doing here.
REO Speedwagon.
REO Speedwagon, thank you. And I thought Greg just hinted at that. That he thinks with just their internal guys and who they have in-house that they can run down the Brewers and win the division. And I do have a fear that that's the kind of rest on your laurels move that the Pirates will make between now and the deadline. Like, hey, all the answers we need are right here in this room. And Jack can hit 25 home runs in a season, and Davis hasn't done it in the big leagues yet, but he did it for us. He did so much in college, we thought he was worthy of being the top pick. Tellez came out of it, so there's proof that happened. We love Triolo in spring training. You just heard Greg say that he agreed with the decision to take him north over Gonzalez, who's now one of their best hitters. So their evaluation there wasn't right. That's the blessing and curse of Tellez getting hot, in my opinion. It gives them more reason and justification, I think, to sit on what they've got and say, maybe Sawinski will be just like Tellez. Maybe Michael A. Taylor will be just like Tellez. And these guys will eventually come out of their slump. And we don't have to give up prospects for the guys we already have on this team. Follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. The Downey Football Debrief is next, but first a headline.
Sean Myers bringing you fan headlines. The Pirates claimed a 4-1 victory last night at home against the Cincinnati Reds. Paul Skeens earned the victory. He had 7 strikeouts and 1 earned run over 6 innings pitched. Pirates will look to make it 2 in a row against their division rival tonight. 6:40 the first pitch. Bailey Falter gets the nod for the Buccos. Our coverage on 93.7 The Fan begins at 5:45. That presented by Pella Windows. And last night in the NBA Finals, the champion crowned the Boston Celtics scored a 106-88 triumph against the Dallas Mavericks, Boston winning the series 4-1. Jaylen Brown was named Finals MVP. Headlines are powered by Bowser and Genesis of Monroeville, now open for more. You can check out 93.7thefan.com. Pony.
Wet Go Car Wash. Yeah, I think I'm going to stop there on my way home after work tonight. I'll make sure I've got the leadoff show on, and I'll buzz right through there, and I'll get into my happy place, my zen place, while I contemplate the night I have ahead of me, the great dinner with my daughter and my wife, and also the game that I can't wait to watch, also a hockey final game too. But anyways, that's one of my favorite things. You know, the little things in life are what make you happy, like the Wetco car wash, always having a clean car thanks to the unlimited pass. Here's how it works. You sign up with Wetco. Then you get a little decal that you put on your windshield, and you can go to their 45-plus locations around Pittsburgh and get your car washed whenever you want. It is truly unlimited. The second month when you sign up for the first time is free. So that's 60 days of car washes for the price of 1 month, and you sign up right now by going to getgocafe.com/Wetco. So many satisfied customers, you can be next with Wetco.
Hey, it's Chris Muller here for the Bet Parks Casino and Sportsbook app, and you can always bet on baseball, Buccos baseball, with the Bet Parks Casino and Sportsbook app. You can live bet while you watch the game on the Bet Parks Sportsbook app. You can bet the first 3 innings, the first 5 innings, or you can bet the whole game and bet more than the score. Bet player performances for hits, for home runs, strikeouts, and more. It's safe, simple, and easy to use. Bet Parks is the only sports betting app I use and I recommend. recommend. There's also odds, bets, slots, and games right in your pocket, and there's a great offer for new users. Right now, new users download the BetParks Online Casino and Sportsbook app and get up to $1,000 casino bonus back if you're down in the first 24 hours. Casino bonus must be wagered. BetParks.com for details. You love to play. You play to win. You bet. BetParks. You must be 21 and in PA, New Jersey, Maryland, Ohio, or Michigan. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/across America.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.